Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast for this fourth day of March 2021. It's only Thursday, but it's Rookie's Friday. He's going to be gone this weekend, gone Friday and Monday, off to the state tournament in, what is it, Pee Wee? What's
Bantam, baby. Bantam. Bantam C State Tournament. We're going to Altoona this weekend. We're going to bring home the hardware.
So tell me about the format in the tournament. How does it work? How many teams? Is it a round-robin tournament? Is it brackets?
It's a pool pie. It's two pools, pod A, pod B. You play round-robin in your pod. Top team from each pod advances on to the championship game. The second-place teams play for, you know, second, and they cross pod after that. So it's not a bracketed format. Six teams
so it's
invited.
Like a point system. You get points for how many games do you play in the pod?
Just two. You got three teams in each pod. It's a six-team tournament, and okay. You play each team in the pod. So we'll play a game on Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. Point total: two for a win, one for a tie, none for a loss. And then whoever has
the most points
from the most points from your pod goes on for the championship against the team from the other pod that has the most points.
Is it possible to tie
in your pod?
You know, if you only have
three
teams.
It is possible to tie. The lowest goals against then is the head to head. Then lowest goals against the first tiebreaker, and then penalty minutes and so forth.
Okay, I like that lowest goals against instead of goals for.
Yeah.
Then you don't want to crank up the score on somebody.
Right. So, I mean, I'll be taking notes. I mean, when we get there, our first game's at 2 o'clock, and then our next game's at 6 o'clock. The other two teams in our pod will have already played earlier in the morning. So I'll know who won that game and how many goals they gave up. And then we'll play, we play Wanakee at 2, and we play Shaw at 6. And so, you know, it's kind of interesting because I was thinking about this. So I'm thinking what if so-and-so team A beats B, C beats B, B beats A. How do you, if there's a three-way tag, let's say we all beat each other, right?
Right.
I'm thinking to myself, I got to know all the goals against, because let's say we're winning, and this is a team we need to be, but goal, I don't know. I figured out, though, there might be a strange situation where you have to pull your goalie, right, to get that point to get over the tiebreaker. So I got to figure it all out. I've been thinking about it. You know, there's different dynamics. Why are you pulling your goalie?
Do you want to give up a goal?
Right. No, I want to
win.
Why
would you want to give up more?
I want to gain a point. I don't know. I got to figure it out. Okay. I've been thinking about it.
Pretty interesting. So is it just Jackson or is it Gabby too?
Well, for instance, let's say this. What if our first game we lose?
Okay.
No, I can't figure it out. I've tried to run the scenarios. We're doing a podcast. I'm not going to try to figure it out on the podcast.
Look, just go play and play hard and try to win.
Woo!
And play, so what do you do in between games? Do you wash the stuff? Do you wash uniforms or anything?
Are
or
you kidding me? We're not washing any uniforms. What do you think? We got
a
team
lost? Stinky wet uniform in the second game?
Actually, that's what you do during the regular season when you're on the road. Actually, for our first game on Saturday, we wear our black jerseys. And on our second game, we wear our white jerseys.
Okay.
So what if this, how about this? Let me run this scenario for you.
Okay.
What if the first game is a tie, Wanakee and Shaw, 1 point each. Mm-hmm. We tie Wanakee, so they have 2 points, we have 1 point. And let's say we're tying Shaw at the time, right? But what if we've given up more goals, right? We're tied, but we've given up the most goals out of the three teams so far. So in the tie, if we tied, we wouldn't go on to the championship game.
Right.
So in a tie game, pull the goalie to try to win. There's your odd scenario.
I see what you're saying, yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
That's your odd scenario right there.
Don't you play overtime or anything?
Nope, not in a round robin. Not in a round robin.
Gotcha.
in the championship.
And it's just Jackson, or is it both?
Well, Gabby has her state tournament in Wausau over the weekend as well.
Oh, okay. Mom's going to that?
Yeah. So, actually, we're going to go to Wausau, because Gabby's first game is at 10 o'clock in the morning. So, we're going to go over to Wausau, and we're going to watch Gabby's game, Jackson and I, along with Mrs. Rookie. And then when that game's over, we're going to go over to Altoona for our 2 o'clock game.
Okay.
And then Mrs. Rookie stays behind with Gabby.
Well, that's awesome.
It's pretty exciting. The season is winding down.
What a great weekend.
Should be fun.
What's the best part of coaching for you?
The end of the season?
No, come on.
No, it's fun. I've seen the progress of the kids from the beginning to the end. Really, it is. You can see they're at an age right now, Bantams. You're talking about 13, 14-year-old kids. It's anywhere from 7th to 9th graders. And you're starting to see, when you're coaching the younger kids, squirts and peewees to a certain degree, you're kind of teaching them the game, especially the squirts, the fundamentals, kind of the rules of the game as well.
Yeah.
Offsides, icing, sure, things of that nature. Then when you get to peewees, the hockey skills are a little more advanced, and you're starting to implement systems and so forth into the game, into the regime. They're a little bit smarter. And by this age, they ought to be able to do that. You're running your system. You start out, you talk about a forechecking system that you want to run, how you want to set up offense in the attacking zone. At this age, I tried to teach them how to, there's a lot of penalties at this age, a lot of penalties. And you try to teach them how to play the box. They don't really want to, they want to charge after the puck, and they want to kind of run around, and you're trying not, got to sit back in the box. It's got to float around. And you're trying to teach them more advanced nuances of the game. And you see a lot of them pick them up. Some are a little slower than others, but you see that progress. That really, at this age, is a lot of fun.
Yeah, when you see the light go on, that's the cool part. You go, see, he's getting it. He gets it.
Absolutely.
That's the most rewarding part.
And you know that from your baseball coaching days here in Green Bay.
Yeah, for sure. And everywhere. You teach somebody something and then they do it. And you're like, that's what I'm talking about right there.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
And we talked a little bit about this before, I think, in a podcast, too. Another real fun part is when you see the kids around the rink the following season, some are back on your team. Others have maybe advanced on to another level. Maybe some are still staying behind at a level. They haven't advanced to Bantams or whatever. But whenever you see them around the rink, it's always, hey, coach, how you doing? Hi, coach.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool stuff. Well, good luck. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, good family fun, and making hopefully some memories that last.
You bet.
I'll miss you on the show Friday and Monday.
All the stories on Tuesday, though.
Yeah, look forward to it. All right, good luck. Have safe travels, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday. And hopefully you all will join me tomorrow, solo, Friday and Monday, for the Bill and Rookie Experience, the Bill Edition, starting at 6 a.m. on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.